Welcome to The Glow Up. I'm Bianca Likes, and this is our AIR VIP Power of Women mini-series, where we're sitting down with some of the country's best and brightest female entrepreneurs. We'll be finding out how they built their businesses and the secrets to their success. The Glow Up podcast is brought to you by AIR, Ireland's number one business broadband provider and title sponsor of the AIR VIP Publishing Power of Women Awards. AIR's purpose is to connect for a better Ireland, and as Ireland's largest telecommunications provider, they are committed to delivering the best broadband and mobile experience, empowering small businesses right across the country. Power your way through the working day with Ireland's most reliable broadband speeds, only with AIR fibre broadband from just £34.99 a month. Pair that with the best 5G network availability on AIR Business Mobile, and you'll stay connected wherever you go. To find out more about AIR Business, visit air.ie/business, go into your local store, or call one of their business specialists on 1800 220 200. Today, I'm joined in studio by award-winning skincare expert, dermal facialist, skin tutor, best-selling author, and winner of our Cosmetic and Skincare Award, Jennifer Rock.
Thank you. What an intro.
Well, it's all true, isn't it?
It is all true.
You can't deny any of that.
The last one's the most exciting one because it's not so long ago. So thank you very much to yourself and to VIP Magazine. Honestly, it's just, when you win an award like that, it's a beautiful moment.
Well, is it now? Because you've won a Power Women Award before.
I've been lucky enough to say yes.
You've also won lots of awards, and you're always winning awards. So I was wondering about like award complacency. Like, do you ever get fed up? Like, do you ever, like, you're so competitive, you're thinking, damn, when your name's not called out, fuck, I should have won that award.
I do. It's funny. I didn't win an award recently, and my mom rang me and was like, who won that award? So I told her who won the award. I was like, oh no, I really like her. That's fine. I was like, Jesus Christ. You know, to answer your question, you don't become complacent. I think they change as the years go by. So for me, this award with you guys of late was one for the team, because there's highs and lows, as I mentioned in my acceptance speech, there's highs and lows in business that aren't often documented. And not this year, thankfully, but the calendar 2022 was quite hard for us post-COVID. There's an awful lot that you have to try and establish. I suppose skincare accelerated during those few years, so it was a really brilliant and positive time for us, albeit I'm very conscious that it's in the middle of a global pandemic. So then post, you're trying to figure out, well, I only had Skingredients 6 months before the pandemic, what's a post-pandemic life look like? And so trying to navigate that last year, there was definitely a few more downs than I would have been used to, just navigating, managing people. Do you bring them back to the office? Do you not? What does a brand look like that isn't all remote working? So for them to get this year then, you know, the team that stuck with me the past year when it was tough and you're trying to figure things out, I was like, that's why I said it. Like, it's because of them. That sounds like such a cliche, Bianca. It sounds like, of course you're going to say that, but it really is. And if I'm being truthful, I think a few years ago I would have accepted that speech thinking, you know, I'm like, we did amazing, that's great, I'm so proud of what I've done, and was probably slightly more selfish if I'm being really honest. And now I'm like, this cannot happen without these team of people. Like, there's 30 people around me that make everything happen, and it's quite like clockwork at the moment, so it's quite a proud moment.
Well, it's like what Pippa said when she stood up to accept her Entrepreneur of the Year award. She said, you know, setting up a business, not that it's easy, but you know, it's doable. Maintaining a business and keeping it going, you know, during the downfalls and the pitfalls and the troughs and then the highs, that's the challenging part, keeping it going.
Yeah, like everything in life though, isn't it? Is that consistency, whether, for example, you start drinking water, are you doing it 6 months later? If you, you know, take up a yoga class, are you doing it 6 months later? Anything that you start doing, it's about trying to introduce one thing at a time and doing it for a long period of time. But I agree with you, because anytime I sit at a table with male or female entrepreneurs and they say I'm 20 years in business, they're the ones that I'm like, okay, lovely to meet you. Tell me everything. How? Because, and it's like a marriage, you know. Yeah. Honestly, it's exciting to be engaged, but I'm like, what's the secret? How do you get to 20 years, 25 years, 30 years married? That's the part that I think often isn't spoken about enough, because we celebrate the highs at the starting point. But yes, I agree with you completely. What Pippa said is absolutely spot on.
It's great continuity. To win. It's great to win.
It's great to win.
I'm thinking in my head, Donal Skean at the Book Awards there a couple of weeks ago, and he recorded a little reel of himself sitting there with Sophie waiting for them to call out the winner, and he didn't win, and then he was, you know. So I wonder, do people, like, even at the big award ceremonies, do they always write a little speech? Like, have you always got a little speech in the head prepared in case, or like, do you go to the awards with that?
Honestly, I think because I was so lucky to have won not so long ago, I generally thought it wouldn't be, if I was even in the running, and obviously I was nominated, and you're up against people that, you know, are just phenomenal players in our world. So I generally did not have anything prepared. And people come up to me at the end like, you had to have had that written. Mm-hmm. I was like, I really didn't, but I can talk the back legs off a donkey, no problem. But I think when it's truthful and you get up and you just say like, I'm really thankful. And I said to you at the start, and I mean this, I'm thankful to you guys. You've given us so much opportunity, and to give me that award and to give the team that award, it does mean a lot. But it's just, yeah, I do think some people probably, like, I'm not going to lie, most award ceremonies I've gone to in the past, I would have written something because you don't want to be unprepared, but this one completely blindsided me. Yeah. So thanks for putting me on the spot. Testing my ability to speak.
You can always rely on that with me anyway. But it was a tough category. I mean, Ella and Joe had a great year.
Amazing year.
Cosmetics as well.
Yes, AU Cosmetics,
you know. But I suppose the thing with skin ingredients is that it is a very saturated market, cosmetics and skincare, isn't it? So, but you do stand out. And I wonder why that is. We're sitting in a podcast studio here and the four primary colours are stuck on their microphones. Each microphone has a little hood on with the blue, red, yellow and green, which are the colours of skin ingredients. So what is it that makes you stand out, do you think, at the moment? I mean, you're not always going to stand out, but at the moment, what is it you think that's working?
Keep working.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, you know. You're right.
We've ups and downs in life, you know. There's always people clipping at everybody's heels.
It's a hard world. Skincare is a hard world. And particularly in the last few years, my goodness, we were actually going to create a reel recently where there'd be a picture of J-Lo, Kim K, Kylie Jenner, Harry Styles, and put Jennifer's face in it and be like, what do we all have in common? We all have skincare companies. So there's you know, between your large conglomerates with the hundreds of millions that can be invested into marketing, you're competing against those. And then you've got the celebrities that have the millions of followers as a database to begin with. And then you're thinking, God, how do you stand out? So I generally believe the why of the loyalty of our customers, our clients, as we call them, is because everything was created from listening to people. So The Skin Nerd started, for those that don't know, it's an online e-retail site that we have a consultation site. And at the time, I'd had, like, the team, not myself, had consulted with 10,000 clients. And you start to see trends come through. How do I cleanse? When do I put on my SPF? Is it last? Is it before a moisturiser? And people would come saying, oh, I use the blue bottle. I use the white bottle. I'm like, they're all white. Mm. It's a sea of white out there. Yeah. And so that started to really make me realise that people just want simplicity and they ultimately deserve results. So when I look at Skingredients, it really is about simplifying skincare. So the 1, 2, 3, 4, trying to make it as easy for people as they possibly can. Now, not everyone gets
the
memo.
Even thick asses still don't manage to figure that out, like me.
I messaged
Jennifer one day and went, what are the numbers for?
Oh God, please, Bianca.
Yeah, well, I was very polite in my reply. You know, I was like, well, number one goes first and number two goes second and three, guess what, comes after two, and then there's four.
Like, really?
No, but anyway. In all seriousness, look, people are often, and this is the part I find hard about my sector, people are often missold products and misinformed about products, and then they
it's
become so confused about products.
It's so hard to know where to go, what to look for, who's telling the truth.
At the end of the day, it's a booming business. The sector has grown in the last 3 years what it expected to grow globally in about 7 to 8. So it's accelerated itself. So where we're at in 2023 is essentially the numbers that they thought we'd have at 2028. Not me,
so
as a company,
but
globally.
Are we all vainer? Are we all just...
I do generally believe, having looked at ourselves on Zoom, Teams call, that hybrid lifestyle has caused us to become... dentists say the same. The dental world has changed ultimately. Wow. The aesthetic world in terms of injectables has changed and fast-tracked itself. So when you look at that, yes, you're right. It's so confusing. And there's so much misinformation out there. And then TikTok, love or loathe it, I have like a love-hate relationship with it, not going to lie, straight from Ireland AM this morning. And one of my segments is demystifying TikTok trends. Mm. You know, should you put coal on your face? Well,
should you?
No. Do you have to ask me that? You know, or what was today's one? Vaseline with a little bit of cling film and you'll get rid of your acne. And I think they're really bold, harsh claims. No. And the thing is, like, this is where skincare, I think has to be a harsh line. There's skincare that's about aesthetic, and that's fine. As in, I want to feel like I look like the best version of myself, i.e. less lines, wrinkles, reduced pigment. But that word reduce is key. A lot of people might say, you'll get rid of your pigment. You know, looking after your lines and wrinkles is probably kinder to say than get rid of, because you just can't. And then there's the line of medical skincare. So that's obviously your skin cancer, your psoriasis, your rosacea. And I think what's happened, because it's not a regulated market, is that people have opinions on both sides. And then TikTok is just a minefield of opinions. Mm. So brilliant for entertainment, but as you just said, I always say to people, like, wherever you're going, ask yourself, am I here to be entertained or am I here to learn? And if you're here to learn, just ask yourself, are they qualified? Do they actually have the basic fundamental qualifications to be able to speak about what they are?
Like, that's fine when you have a bit of wisdom, a bit of age on your side.
Yeah.
But like when you're talking to, like, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17 year olds, you know,
it's hard.
They're not going to ask themselves those questions, are they? They're, you know, they're just not. And the way they consume is just so different to the way we would have consumed years ago. But anyway, that's a whole different debate.
But it is. And then just to touch on it briefly, like, one of the main questions I'm getting through DMs on Instagram and TikTok and through our emails and live chat, like, any way you can contact us on Skin Ingredients, all times of the year, people are always asking, you know, what can I get for my child for their birthday or for whatever? And so, skincare fridges, and should I use glycolic acid, and should my child be using an eye cream? And at the start, when they started dripping through, I was like, no. But there's a huge, huge amount of people coming through really bewildered because their children are coming to them saying, Mom, look at TikTok. I want this cleanser. I want this serum. I want this eye cream. I want this foot product. It is amazing on one hand because they're really educating themselves by looking after their organ. The other side makes me fear that they're going to become so obsessed with how they look, which I think is a dangerous road in a confidence capacity long term. But ultimately, they're trying to use really active skincare that you truly don't need till you're 20s at the very earliest, and that worries me that that's what's going on to their skin, because they're seeing it as fun, pretty bottles and sexy, and it's well, a little bit worrying.
My niece, she's 11 years old, and she has more beauty products than skincare products than I do. Now, you may say that's not surprising, Bianca. I'm not surprised at
but
all.
No, in your world, you must have a lot of products, though. Surely you have a skincare wardrobe.
Oh, well, I do, but I don't use a lot of them because I'm so lazy.
No, I think you've hit the nail on the head, though. Like, using the right products regularly is probably more important than having, you know, a vast amount of products. Anyway, sorry, what does she use?
I don't know. Drunk Elephant, I think, is the big trend at the moment. Again,
yes.
Look, it's interesting, isn't it? Because there's a little bit of colour going on there.
Colour going on and a fascinating business. Like, the most successful and profitable business ever sold to a huge conglomerate, and started off in her basement, Tiffany Matheson, like, just in. So there's lots of those stories going around that I think inspire people to start a skincare brand. And back to what you started asking me at the beginning, why do I thankfully think we stand out? I think it's based on morals and people getting behind why you're doing what you're doing. I'm not doing it to have a yacht. I'm not doing it, although it'd be lovely. Like, I wouldn't deny a yacht. If someone wants to give me a yacht, I'll happily send you my address. But in all seriousness, I'm a facialist that loves skin. I've suffered with my skin. I still suffer with my skin because I'm a walking, talking hormone. And I suppose that empathy translates. And then a lot of our, if you look at Skin Ingredients compared to other brands, all of our photography are real people that actually use the product. And can I be really honest about this? That doesn't always land. That doesn't get us the best views, the most interaction, because people want pretty models, sexy, glam, beautiful, flawless, filtered skin, but I categorically refuse to do it. And so it's probably a longer term, but I think as a result of that, there's people coming on this mission with us saying, I really believe what they're doing. They're fun, they're colourful, but they have science behind them, and I feel good when I'm using them because they actually work. And I said this on my stories a few weeks ago now at this stage. Do you know what really terrifies me in skincare? Is that, so I would say to you, right, our cleanser really works, and you're like, God, does it really? Like, I imagine me saying to you, like, I have a car, it actually drives. Here's a piece of butter, it actually tastes like butter. Or, you know, insert anything. Like, here's a scissors, it cuts. Like, I can't. It's so unfortunate that in today's day and age, you have to really look for skincare that works. And it's because, as you said, there's just a plethora of brands out there that are on a mission to have a lovely bank balance, but probably are missing the whole point of skincare is to empower people to feel good in their skin, and it shouldn't cost an arm and a leg to do so.
Well, Skin Ingredients does actually work. I use it. And you know what? I haven't had good skin all my life at all. I have really struggled with my skin. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing at the moment. Whatever it is, my skin has never been clearer. So I think I told you this before, that I'm using the Advanced Nutrition Acumax. I think they're brilliant.
They are.
They're
as a brand,
really good.
Similar ethos. It's all about, like, clinical studies, the correct level of ingredients, ensuring that you really are getting results. So for anyone that doesn't know, Advanced Nutrition Programme is a UK-based brand. Acumax is their supplement. That's for someone who kind of, how do you describe it? Their skin fluctuates. So for example, you might get spots at certain times of the month, or you might be more redness prone, but they really are. For me, they were a game changer for my skin many years ago as well.
I think that's the biggest consistent thing that I have done with my skincare regime in the last number of months. And I think I've seen most change, I think, with those, I think. The other thing I do is I do your protein and your veg every morning.
I love that you call them the name. No one calls them there. They're like, I used the green and the red. Like, I always have, I had an operation last week, 2 weeks ago. And the nurse, when I was in post recovery, was like, I used the yellow and the green and they're lovely together. I was like, oh my God, I'm stuck to a drip. But like, people, thank you. But if she listens, but like, people never call them their name. Sorry. Yeah, we cut you off mid flow. See, protein very good, very fresh.
And then, oh, I use Sally Cleanse for washing. And that's it. Nothing else.
SPF, Bianca.
Oh, sorry. SPF. Sorry. Always. Yeah, I think it's funny that you say that you'd much prefer to be doing a podcast here with me this morning. Rather than being in a financial meeting talking numbers and everything.
Can I just say sorry to my financial director? Maybe might listen to this message. Yes, fair.
But at the same time, you can sit there and you can tell me the history of Drunk Elephant and you can have all the facts and figures and you know about business so well.
I love my sector. I love this sector.
Yeah.
I couldn't be anywhere else. When people say you can talk, I'm like, yes, about my topic, but put me behind a microphone to talk about my personal life or...
Okay, I'll try that.
Don't try that. No, but in all seriousness, I just love it. I've always loved it. I think it's fascinating. I do think it's really fascinating. Yeah. So I'm lucky that I enjoy not just skin, but the whole sphere that it lives in.
Okay, now I'm going to talk about your personal life.
Okay, go for it. Bring it on. What are we going to talk about?
No, I'm going to talk about the awards because there was such an energy in the room at the awards, which everybody spoke about afterwards. And it was a really special day. Now, I think it also probably was a special day for you as well, aside from the fact that you won, but that your fiance was in attendance with you. She was also nominated with her partner, her work partner, Jill
Careful now.
Henderson.
Don't you start your rumours. Like,
For their illustration company, Jill and Jill. So that must have been lovely as well. I mean, there must have been a real buzz going to the awards with her nominated,
so Jill has often accompanied me as my plus one to different pieces, so more so in the Skin Nerd and Skin Ingredients realm, and that's really, I'm really lucky that I have a partner in life that is happy to attend those pieces with me and you get to, you know, talk about everything and dissect it and just have the fun, really have the fun, rather than go home and have to, I'm like, you were there, you saw it, it's perfect.
Yeah.
But in this shape and form, it was the first time ever that we were both there in our own business's capacity and thank you, put us on the same table, so I was sitting beside the very talented Gillian Henderson. So there's Jill, I always say J Jill, G Jill.
Okay.
So it's Jill and Jill. So Jill and Gillian is technically what it is. So you're right, they're illustrators, they're phenomenal artists, and how they see the world is just, it's just so different to how I see the world. I see the world, ironically, Skin Ingredients is colourful, but for me everything is 1, 2, 3, 4. It has a logic, there has to be a system, and they just blow it all out of the water. Very talented people. So yes, the fact that they were nominated as well, how could it not be special?
Yeah.
You're just rooting for each other. And then there was so much love. There's just so much love in the room. You're right, there was an infectious feeling in that room.
Wasn't there?
It really was.
It was mad. We host lots of events. I've never felt that before.
What was it then? Because you're the common denominator in all of them. So what was the difference?
I don't know. I really don't know what it was. I think it was just a lovely group of nominees. Everybody was just really happy to be there. I think there's something about women supporting women. And like, obviously at the Style Awards, it's a very different energy. It's a very different vibe. It's a lovely awards. It's just, and it's grown each year. And this particular one was just special. I don't know what it was.
Maybe. It really was.
Yeah.
It was. I think you could actually feel it. Mm. And you're right, because I was lucky enough, thank you, I went to your Style Awards earlier in the year. And that red carpet situation is just memorable.
The red carpet.
But there is a difference. There's a different sentiment. There's a different reason. And I think, as you say, everyone in that room either is working for themselves or working for somebody else and works as if it's for themselves. And everyone's rooting for each other. Mm. It was genuinely... because I'm lucky enough to go to a couple of these type of events. And I'm not just saying this to blow smoke up your derriere. It's one but I will, no problem. This isn't an ad. There's something very special about it because it's sincere and you can actually genuinely chat and engage with people.
Yeah.
So I was able to, like, there was so many conversations came from that, and then people messaging afterwards, and I'm now, thanks to this on this podcast, but other people asked me to on podcasts and we're going for lunches and breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm not a fan, nobody seems to love the word networking because it seems very staged and forced and, oh goodness, I have to give my business card like in the 1990s sense, but it's just genuinely people going up to you saying, like, you're doing amazing and I saw this, and then people were asking, like, how did you get that? And it's a very supportive conversation that I had access to. People generally sharing the truth behind the scenes, not just the glam. And I think that's important because it's a small island. If we all rallied together, no matter what sector you're in, you're trying to really build the Irish profile up. We have so much opportunity. So when people say, like, how did you navigate that business deal? And what was that margin? And who was your point of contact there? And how did you manage to get yourself over to that part of the world? There was lots of those conversations taking place. And that's not the norm. And that was really beautiful to be part of.
I think as well, just thinking about it now as we're talking, is that we kind of said, you know, business is tough. Just following on from what you were saying there, that it's not all the glowy side. There is the downsides
as well. Your skin can always be glowy. 365, even in the hard days.
Talk to me about growth in Skin Ingredients. So Skin Nerd is how many years old did you say?
Skin Nerd is now just over five years.
Gosh, it's like... It's really still a baby.
It's still a baby. Yeah, no, it is. And that's what I mean when I sit beside people that are saying they're 20, 25 years in business. I truly am inspired by that because they've had to have had their peaks and troughs and their different opportunities and lack thereof. So that inspires me. So I'm very conscious that we're still relatively new in the large scheme of things. So yeah, the Skin Nerd is 5 and Skin Ingredients is just under the 4.
Wow. Now, that is incredible growth because you have told me before the figures in terms of how many places your products are placed in. That's all the wrong words there. Too many places, but anyway.
But they're placed. They're placed they're well. Placed, they're
placed. So tell me, gloat for a second.
Gloat for a second. Mm. So I suppose the foundation part is that now the Skin Nerd has 60,000 clients. So they actually, they're so loyal, so unbelievably loyal. And they constantly give us ideas. So all of our new products, and there are finally new products coming next year, which we haven't had since the day of launch, because everything that I'll create will always have a purpose, will have the data behind it, and there's truly an intention for it. Anyhow, they're all coming, there's some coming next year that were created from the Skin Nerd. Skin Ingredients, it's a simple range insofar as that there's only 8 products. It's how in nearly 500 doors across the island. It's stocked on Cult Beauty, which is our UK online retail partner. We're in conversations with Bricks and Mortar for the UK. That sounds like such a...
How is the UK going?
UK is difficult, Bianca. It genuinely is. Like, you know yourself, if you're on a holiday and someone, you know, I often go to the States and they'll say, are you from London? I'm like, no, I'm Irish and I'm red. But people confuse us and think there are similar markets. And even when I worked as skincare trainer in the past, I would have worked for English-based companies for their Irish subsidiary, and how they navigated had to be different. We are generally quite different. But then to flip that as a small brand from a small island going into such a large country, it has its challenges. It definitely does.
And is it a risk financially, like, to
100%.
100%, yeah.
100%. Mm. And anyone that says it's not perhaps has external backing or whatever the case might be, but it is, because I suppose what's happened here and has been quite beautiful but probably can never be replicated elsewhere is that this has all grown organically. So the Skin Nerd itself, as you say, is like half a decade, but I was doing television and radio under the moniker of AKA the Skin Nerd before the Skin Nerd became the online consultation piece that it is. So the word and the phrase and myself, let's say, are probably out there longer than that. And then that formed everything Skin Ingredients. And then Skin Ingredients, thankfully, because, as you said, we've such amazing stockists, like genuinely have the most amazing stockists, where they position us for, you know, as soon as you walk into most pharmacies, you see us, we're on shelf, we're on the top shelf, we're kind of colourful, you notice us. So I think the name is out there and it feels like it's older than what it is. But when you then say, I want to go to a new location, you really have to do your research to ensure that you have the ability to go there.
So how do brands make it globally outside of their main region? Like, do you need a backer? Is that the only way you can do it?
I think there's definitely, you can, from what I can understand and from what I'm noticing and from, say, peers of mine that I have really frank conversations with, there is the ability to do it on a certain scale in a new country. But the investment you have to put in from a brand's perspective, and I mean, what I mean by that is communication. So I remember years and years ago, scoffing at the fact that some large companies, their formula would actually be quite inexpensive. Their bottle would be very expensive and their market campaign would blow everything out of the water. And I couldn't logically understand it because it frustrated me greatly. And to my detriment, you spoke earlier about my financial director, who doesn't like me, I don't think, because I cause him more heartache and headaches than he probably deserves, because our formulas cost a hell of a lot more than the industry allows it to be. So
the formulas do. What's in the bottle?
Yes. And like, look, we say that in life, don't we? What's inside, that counts. And that's what it is for me for skincare, back to that, it truly works. So where I'm going with this is our formula is quite expensive for us. We don't pass it on. It's just that's what I feel you have to have. The bottle is the bottle. But if I really want to, inverted commas, break the US or go into the likes of the larger companies, you're the margin that you concede, the marketing you have to agree, that the numbers are terrifying. So when you say you're in talks with people, I'm very lucky that I've never been refused an opportunity to be stocked somewhere. I've had to say no because the amount of investment I would have had to have had behind me to get behind it mm-hmm. just wasn't either there in terms of team, true actual money or essentially resources. So now that we're really, and I'm so proud to say that in Ireland, like, we're doing so well, we have the absolute backing of the Irish audience, we still have so much more to do, that when I do decide to truly go beyond this beautiful island of ours, my observation is I believe we would need to have investment.
And will you go beyond, do you think? Do you think is it worth the risk?
I think it's a calculated risk because Skingredients and the Skin Nerd started out of passion. There's definitely been ebbs and flows where I didn't have a strategic plan. I didn't have, you know, at month one, we'll do this, at month 12 and month 24. It's now running like that because mm-hmm. I have a responsibility to my team and to clients. And like, people message all the time saying, if you ever didn't have this, I don't know what I'd do for my skin. So now it's run like that. But because it wasn't run like that, it was never in my, I just thought, let's mm-hmm. organically grow. To answer your question, I would love to. It is something I'd consider. It's probably not for another year or so. There's a little bit more we have to do before I'd get to that stage, but it would be a goal. But it's about finding the right partner, like anything in life, who would be the right partner to truly get behind and see what we're doing is unique, so that momentum carries through rather than just being all about the bottom line.
Because there is only one Jennifer Rock and
there's only one Bianca.
There is only one Jennifer Rock, and the Skin Nerd part of the business is really crucial, and replicating that outside of Ireland could be tricky, as in the Nerdettes, like, you know, you'd have to have a fabulous international team
yes.
of Nerdettes. You'd have to, you know, make sure they're all kind of trained to a particular standard. That's all complicated, isn't it, when you're, and the Irish have a certain way, or yes. the, you know, not necessarily Irish people, but people that live within this community of this island. You know, it could be hard. How do you do it? Like, how would you do it?
The Skin Nerd, from a scalability perspective, is probably a little bit more restricted insofar as that, as you say, it's dependent on people, their qualifications and how they implement. So we do have, like, my full-time head of education is a quality control. So she quality controls all the nerds because they live remotely. Mm-hmm. We work remotely and they live elsewhere. Mayo, London, Dublin, Cork. I'm trying to think where they all are. So they're all over the place. So we have to have quality control anyway. So arguably that means I could replicate that in Australia, France,
right,
America.
I see. So
and we have had a lot of expats contact us saying, could they franchise the business? So that's always an opportunity. It just isn't something that tickles my fancy at the moment. The Skingredients piece, and it's interesting that you note the link between my name and it. Skingredients for me is a standalone entity that it doesn't matter what Jennifer Rock says, but I'm a facialist that created with a team of cosmetic chemists and it works. Mm. So whether it's Jennifer Rock that says it or whether you walk into your local store, wherever that might be across the globe, it works. So I think that's probably less reliant on me as a name.
Yeah. Also, you're going to be busy for the next year because you've got a wedding to plan.
I have a wedding.
You have a wedding to plan. So is there a date yet?
Like, I just don't want to turn into one of those people that all I talk about is my wedding. Well, so if you hear me next year and, like, give out to me. Yes, our date is set. So it's the 20th of September 2024.
Oh, I must put that down
in your calendar.
Calendar. 20th of
September 2024. So it's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Yeah, and it's exciting.
Is the location decided and everything?
Location's decided. Pretty much everything's booked. Literally, this is the most unromantic thing I can tell you, right? So Jill Deering, if you're listening, stop now. I'm running it like a business. So there's spreadsheets. I know.
Stop
how sexy.
It, will you? Come
but
on.
I have to. Bianca, it has to run properly. So no, in all seriousness.
She's going to come in and blow it out of the water then, you know? That's what she does.
Jill Deering?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I mean, everyone always gives her the praise anyway. I don't know why I'm in the relationship now. But like, she's excellent. She's so patient with me. But no, in all seriousness, everything's booked. I just wanted to get it sorted. So next year we can just enjoy it and enjoy the lead up to it and have all the parties. My mom can't get her head around. She's like, so there's two engagements and then there's two wedding dresses and there's two or three engagement parties and then there's two or three hens. We're like, yes, Eilish, go hard or go home.
Yeah.
That's basically it. So yeah, look, do you know what? There's so much sadness in the world. there's so many things you can't control. This feels like a happy moment, so I'm just going to absolutely celebrate it and own it. And everyone that's gotten married says to me, I wish I could do it again. So I'm trying to take all that and go, right, what? Yeah. Like, let's just make the absolute most of it.
So talk about the beauty prep then. Have you started it already?
Of course. So the second that I figured out that she was trying to get me a ring, genuinely. So I am skin prepping myself out of it, trying all treatments that I possibly can. From January onwards, there is no joke, an actual spreadsheet of the treatments that I'm getting done at what stage. There is. I'll send it to you. I'll actually show you after this if you want on my phone.
Oh my God.
There really is. So, but I love it. Like, that's my hobby. So yeah. I'm lucky that, look, obviously you're hoping that you'll look lovely on a certain day. Don't get me wrong. But I've looked after brides my entire life. Like, I think I was bridesmaid as many times as I've been because I do facials on all my best friends coming up to it, including the morning of the wedding.
Who's doing your facial then?
So,
the morning before the wedding then, or the day before?
Yeah, my bridesmaid will definitely do the one the morning of the wedding or the night before. And then obviously I'm using Skingredients and the Skin Nerd, but then I do go to a clinic and I get different treatments done. So I've had the most amazing treatment done for underneath my chin. It helps like sculpt the chin.
What's it called?
It's called Zed Lipo. So it's from the Institute of Dermatologists. Do you know Professor Katrina Ryan and NICU Ralph? Adore.
Mm-hmm.
That has made the biggest difference to here. I've had a PRP done, which is essentially like a blood treatment that regenerates the face, so I don't have as many dark circles. So you can technically work 6 years and no one knows. I'm joking, I shouldn't endorse that, but it makes such a difference. So I do believe, look, skincare is about 70% of it, insofar as the same as when you brush your teeth, what you do at home really makes a difference. But then you do go to the dentist and the hygienist to truly get that thorough cleanse that you can't do at home. And that's where I feel going to the clinics, like the IDI, that's what they do for me. So yes, I am looking forward to next year, because once you say I'm getting married or I'm a bride, no one cares. You don't get judged. If this is just a normal year, but like, she's lost, she's off her rocker. So I'm just milking it and loving it.
Go for it. Okay, well, look, thank you so much for joining us today on this podcast, and congratulations once on your most wonderful win.
Thank you.
And have
so
a great
much.
2024, and we're waiting for that invite, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Before we go, thanks again to our sponsors, AIR, Ireland's number one business broadband provider. Head over to air.ie/business to find out more about their unlimited business broadband from just £34.99 a month.